Apollo 11 Houston, based on our tracking since the mid-course, we're showing a gamma of minus 6.57. This is preliminary, though, and we think that after some more tracking, it should come on in, and we could tweak it right on into the quarter. We're just about in the center of the quarter, and everything's looking fine. We'll have you a entry pad in a couple hours before you go to sleep. And from our friends in public affairs, a few headlines. Other than your flight, you're still dominating the news. However, there are some other things of interest for you. As I mentioned earlier, the All-Star game was rained out. It's going to be played tomorrow. However, President Nixon will not be able to see it as he planned. We'll keep you posted on the results. And also, the weathermen are going to be good to you. Our forecast looks like it's holding good for the recovery area. It should be real fine out there. President Nixon, as he prepares to fly out to greet your return, predicted that within 31 years, man will have visited at least one other planet bearing some form of life. In the year 2000, we on this Earth will have visited new worlds where there will be a form of life. He told 2,000 foreign exchange students at the White House. Before he left for his week-long trip, the President sent Congress his proposal for reorganizing the Interstate Commerce Commission. He also conferred with Chairman Earl Wheeler of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on his return from Vietnam. And the launch of Intelsat was scrubbed and has been rescheduled for 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday. The second stage fuel ground support system showed some contamination. And in, back in Washington, the House Ways and Means Committee agreed to tax changes affecting oil companies, banks, and utilities that could add nearly $2 billion a year to federal revenues. And also today, NASA announced that it will launch a large orbital workshop in 1972 with a cut-down version of the Saturn V. And your television pictures attracted a lot of interest. They were shown live throughout just about the whole world. And but we're expecting hundreds of telephone calls from mothers all over the world complaining that their youngsters are trying to drink milk from spoons. Thanks to you, Mike.
I take it all back.
You need more practice.